Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Shelby County Mayor Mark Luttrell and Bill Drees from the Memphis Daily News. From the Shelby County point of view, what is the financial health, big picture, small picture, of Shelby County?
Well, Eric, I'm pleased to say that Shelby County government's pretty fiscally sound. Our bond rating is still AA+, where it's been for quite a while. We are paying our debt down progressively. Our debt about 4 years ago was sitting at $1.8 billion. It's now at about $1.4 billion. It'll be under $1.4 by the end of this fiscal year. So we're progressively paying our debt down. Most of our debt's attributed, in fact, 1.1 of that 1.4 billion is attributed to school construction over the years. But we're progressively paying that debt down. We're living within our means. Our pension fund is being fully funded on an annual basis. We've taken some hits from the market the last few years, but we're rebounding from that. And we're sitting at about 88% funded at this point. Bill, I think I told you the other day 82%, so
yeah, I
need
that.
To correct that.
Yeah.
But we're sitting at about 88% and continuing to pay that down. So we are financially in good shape. We're living within our budget, which we're required to do. And I'm pleased with where we are. We're starting to see some indications of a turn in the economy. We're still facing, across Shelby County, which certainly impacts the financial welfare of the county, we're still facing higher than normal unemployment. Mm-hmm. The number of people below the poverty line is still a concern to us, which all are things that impact the budget. But from the standpoint of our financial stability in county
right.
government, we're in good shape.
The county was able, I think we had a couple of county commissioners on in the last few months, talked about having refinanced and sort of managed
yes.
the debt well in,
uh-huh.
in a historically low interest rate environment.
Uh-huh.
The county
uh-huh.
was able to refinance, I guess you would say, responsibly.
Yes. Well, we're constantly looking for ways to refinance debt. That's not an uncommon occurrence.
Yeah.
You'll see that take place sometimes as often as
right.
annually
right.
As those opportunities present themselves.
And you talked about the pension being, you know, 86%
mm-hmm.
funded. What about health benefits? I mean, for retired
mm-hmm.
workers, and then when you look out, that's another one that gets a lot of attention with cities and state level, federal
level.
Oh, it
is. Mm-hmm. Certainly the cost of health care benefits is increasing annually. Our benefits are increasing annually. We have got to, as a county government, look very hard at those areas, and we are. Last year, Eric, we conducted a rather thorough efficiency study of county government and projecting out in the years ahead. And we're following some of the recommendations that have been made that are focusing on the health benefits plan. There's some adjustments to our health benefits plan this year. There'll be some other adjustments moving forward as we see opportunities to really move the needle in that area. Same with our pension fund.
Yeah.
Our benefits package is extremely expensive. Right now it's about 42% of salary.
Wow.
My church is about 15% of salary, so that gives you a little bit of comparison.
Right.
But we've got to take in consideration that going forward, there'll have to be some adjustments
okay.
made to keep us in that sound financial condition that we're in.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.